Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Jared Kushner. Now, here's a guy I thought was one of the more slithery sorts, sort of like Stephen Miller and the rest that work for Trump. He's Trump's son-in-law. But he wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal yesterday that I thought was pretty balanced. He praised Biden on two things, on China and Iran. I was very, very surprised. He tried to do it, of course, in a context that made Trump look good, too, which was bogus. But he did praise Biden. And on China, what he said was Biden understands that China is the biggest threat. And he's meeting with, and by the way, they call it the Quad, the United States, India, Japan, and Australia, forming a link to contain China in the South China Sea and its expansionist objectives in the Pacific. And he said, Biden's doing a good job recognizing that. Then, of course, he jumps in and praises his father-in-law and said, of course, Trump, you know, laid the groundwork, which is not true. Trump talked to the Chinese and said, if you get dirt on Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, I'll give you a break on tariffs. You know, I mean, Trump was for Trump. But the point of the what I'm saying is that to get praise from Trump's son-in-law for Biden is helpful with independents and moderate Republicans. And the second thing that he praised him for was on Iran. Now, that's surprising because Biden is pushing to go back into the nuclear accords and to sit down again. Of course, Trump busted that and basically incentivized Iran to gin up more nuclear activity, more threatening activity. But what Jared Kushner was praising Biden for was that when he tried to get back to the negotiating table, Iran said, no dice, you have to pay us a lot of money even to sit down. Biden said, jump in the lake. Kushner's point was, well, he understands that threat. My father-in-law Trump did great things, all false. But at least Biden is not being led around by the nose, and he realizes now that Iran is going to take firmer treatment. He's not giving them any money. So that was helpful. Trump would not have done that. Trump is just obsessed with revenge. But Kushner was saying basically on China and Iran, he praised Trump, praised Biden. Now, the other thing he said in the article, and this is something that is perhaps the critical issue in the Middle East right now that's needed before there can be peace between Palestinians and Israel. And that is the Abraham Accords. They call them the Abraham Accords because Abraham, the prophet Abraham, is either sacred or highly regarded in Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. So essentially, he's a patron prophet for everybody. And the Abraham Accords is an ongoing series of negotiations that did result in the following countries, Islamic countries, recognizing Israel's right to exist and forging some relations with them. United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Sudan, Morocco, and Kosovo. And then also there's a Gulf Cooperative Council that was revived. That's very important because no country like Israel is going to be able to sit down and negotiate when people on the other side say, we don't even agree to your right to exist and are picking their teeth with knives in the hallway. Very, very important advance. And there are several others on the brink. Oman, Qatar, Mauritania, and possibly Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia permitted their airspace to be used for flights between the United Arab Emirates and Israel. Otherwise, there'd have to be a convoluted series of flights around it. And it's important that the absolutely vitriolic, savage anti-Semitism of some of these Islamic states has to recede, has to be broken and recede. And it has been in the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Sudan, Morocco, and Kosovo. And hopefully it shortly will be in Oman, Qatar, Mauritania, and Saudi Arabia. So when it comes to the Middle East, I think it's important because the United States is the United States. We have one set of interests. And our interests are in peace and security in that area. An absolute necessity is the peace and security of these countries with Israel. So it's worth going online, reading this particular op-ed, because Kushner is a guy who I normally would say I wouldn't pay any attention to an op-ed he wrote. But when I saw that he was praising Biden on China and Iran, and then also he was speculating on further advances in the Abraham Accords, I thought that that was very, very important. It's a very important op-ed, and it's a slight break in the iceberg fighting between the Trump cult, and normal people in this country. You know, speaking of the Trump cult, this is a very disturbing statistic. In polling, believe it or not, when people are asked, are you going to get the vaccine or would you consider it? Or have you had it? 48% of Trump voters say no. 48%. 48% say no. 48%. And of the overall Republican people who say they're Republicans, 42%. That's largely because most of them or many of them are Trump acolytes. But, you know, how do you get to herd immunity when almost half the country, even 42% is it? It's not almost half, but it's over 40, but it's 42% are not going to get vaccines. And you know what kills me is Trump snuck in and got vaccinated. He and Melania, they did it in secret so that they wouldn't look weak in their view to their supporters. Instead of urging their supporters to do it, you saw Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, you saw Democrats, you saw George W. Bush, you saw Republicans. There's a leadership component here. Some of these people don't know. They don't read, they don't pick up the news, and they've heard rumors. You know, it's going to affect my DNA. No, it's not going to affect your DNA. It's going to give me COVID. No, it's not going to give you COVID. If I have COVID, it'll make it worse. No, it won't. It will save your life. It will save your life. If you get the vaccine, you will not die or have to be hospitalized. And if you get the COVID, which is unbelievably unlikely with it at all, it'll be nothing. Get the vaccine. But 48% of Trump supporters say no. 42% of Republicans say no. Let's suppose the other 17%, by the way, of Democrats say no, believe it or not. I mean, it's not like everybody's willing to get this thing. But to get herd immunity, the numbers vary. You need at least 70-75%. My own view, because I've heard this from real experts, you need more like 80. Some people say less, but you ain't going to do it with 52%. You ain't going to do it with 52% or 58%. This is a serious problem. The Republican Party has badly damaged this country in many, many ways, attacking our democracy, but it's also attacking our health. It's absolutely crazy and nutty. If Trump's going to get vaccinated, don't do it sneaky. Don't do it on the sly in an alley somewhere with a weird doctor with a wig that makes him look like Steve Bannon, like the real guy he uses. All right, I'm getting carried away. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. It's got to be rock and roll music.